This is the Miller Lite John Ricchetti Golf Show on 105.5 FM WNSP, online at WNSP.com. If it's happening in golf along the Gulf Coast, we're at the heart of it. Brought to you by State Farm Agents, Tim Simmons and Paul Simmons, Ward International Trucks, Sportsman's Marine, The Grand Hotel, McMurray Contracting, Edwin Watts, Hancock Whitney Bank, E3 Termite and Pest Control, Ford Lumber, Dan Hart LLC, Infirmary Health, Cooper Restaurant, and Terry Thompson Chevrolet. Now with the very latest PGA and local golf news, here's John Ricchetti.
It is 6:02 p.m. on Monday evening, and you're live at Felix's Fish Camp, and you're listening to the Miller Lite John Ricchetti Golf Show. I am your host this evening, Danny Spivey, filling in for Big John, as my main man is on the road right now. And I have a feeling, he didn't tell me exactly where he was going, but I have a feeling he was going a little east, maybe over to Augusta National. But it's a thrill to be here. Like I said, we are live here at Felix's Fish Camp on the Causeway. It's a beautiful Monday evening, a packed house. What a great show we have lined up this evening. Of course, we're going to have the Masters preview. We're going to talk a little bit about last week's PGA Tour with the Canadian winner, Corey Connors. We're going to talk about the women's amateur. We're going to talk about the LIV players that are playing in the Masters this week. And we also have a little bit of high school golf. I have two great guests with me, but before I get to them, I want to kick it back. Of course, we got my man Michael Bronner in the studio. Nick Wiggins on site here at Felix's Fish Camp. But Bronner, how was your weekend, buddy?
It was good. I played a little bit on Saturday. It was, you know, we got a little bit of weather, about fifth or sixth hole, had to quit for an hour or so, then got back out there and were able to finish. We got there early enough that it wasn't a huge issue, so it was a good weekend. How about you?
Yeah, no, it wasn't too bad. I got to play a little golf, too. It did. That wind picked up. You're exactly right. Did a little fishing this weekend, too. We're going to talk a little bit about that a little bit later, but with one of my special guests. But, you know, it was all in all, it was a good weekend, but everything in my body gears towards this week because of my personal favorite, and we could talk about that in the show. And if you want to give us a call here, 694-1055, give us your input later in the show on what's your favorite major. Mine happens to be the Masters because that's I grew up in Columbus, Ohio, Bronner. And when I think Masters, I think of two names. Well, I think of three names, Bobby Jones, of course, Jack Nicklaus and Tiger Woods. But growing up a big Jack fan there in Columbus, Ohio, I got to see Jack put that green jacket on six times, which was so awesome. But I'm going to kick it to my guests here. And, you know, Bronner, when John's away, I try to make myself very comfortable. And John would allude to that, too, if he was here. But I have two great people with me. Of course, right here to my right, sitting down, Greg Jones of Jonesy Golf. Been on the show with us many, many times. Of course, our listening audience knows about Greg Jones and all the things he does in golf. Jonesy, what's going on, buddy?
I don't know. I'm imagining that Ricchetti is pulled up in the front row.
Yeah.
Right in front of Butler Cabin.
Yeah.
Somewhere like that. Hobnobbing. But probably Jim Nance. Well, not maybe tomorrow.
Maybe tomorrow. He's got something to do tonight.
He's got a little busy tonight. Yeah. But I know Chetty's up there living a life, and we miss him, but we're going to have fun. But, no, I'm like you. It's that week. It's like the official kickoff of golf season. Everybody gets excited. And I, as a kid, grew up loving the Masters. And, you know, when I think of the Masters, I think of the names you said. I also think of Seve Ballesteros.
Yeah.
Nick Faldo, Tom Watson, the greats. You know, the greats.
I was listening to a little radio today, and they were talking about favorite Masters, your favorite victories. Feinstein brought up the fact that his favorite was when Ben Crenshaw won in 95, just because of the fact that the week before Harvey Pinnock, his longtime instructor, passed away, he and Tom Kite were pallbearers that week. Davis Love wanted to skip the mat, you know, go to it as well. But they said, no, you're playing great. You stay and you practice there. We'll be there on the weekend. And, of course, Ben Crenshaw goes on to win. Let me introduce Jonesy, the person to my left, and it's so good to have her first time on the radio here. Dear part of our Steelwood family out there, our membership and events director, Angie Kazik. Angie, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Now, what do you think about this little setup right here?
Oh, love it. Always a good time at Felix.
So you're familiar with John Ricchetti, of course, and this is how we roll. Usually, now, I saw your eyes kind of widen when you saw the beautiful staff here at Felix's Fish Camp. That's where we're live at, everybody. Brings out our usual traditional food fare. This is what we dine on between breaks. What do you think about that?
Oh, love it. Always good to have snacks.
Well, Andrew, we're going to talk more. I'm going to get your input on some things. I'm not going to put you on the spot at all about any of the Masters or anything like that. But we are going to talk a little bit with you later on in the show about what's going on at Steelwood and all the exciting things. A lot of people has asked me, and I thought it would be a good time for someone to come on who has firsthand experience of what's going on at Steelwood and all the opportunities coming available. But also some of the traditions of Augusta are, you know, some of its food fare, the pimento cheese sandwich, you know, Joe, the egg salad sandwich,
yes.
You know, all these great things, and we've incorporated a little bit of that into our menu at Steelwood as well.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And this weekend, you got a big, busy weekend, Easter weekend. I'm trying to remember, Jonesy, the last time the Masters...
It's about every four or five years. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, because my birthday fell on Easter Sunday about, I think, 5 or 6 years ago or something like that. But, you know, it's just such a great time of the year. But anyway, let's talk a little bit about, before we get into the Masters, kind of what happened this past weekend on the PGA Tour, the Valero Texas Open. Jonesy always gives somebody the chance who is not invited to the Masters to punch their ticket. Only the winner of this guy. And I'm bringing this up first and foremost to ode to my Canadian friend John Ricchetti, because the Canadian Corey Connors wins this Valero Texas Open again. In very convincing fashion. It got a little tight down the stretch, but opening round 64, closes with 69, 68 on the weekend, and wins by one over the rookie Sam Stevens.
Right, Sam Stevens, young guy getting in there, getting a chance, but happy to see Corey Connors pick up his second. You know, he got his first 4 years ago, and I think as a golfer or as anybody that's won, you want to get that second one to validate that first one.
Sure.
So he waited 4 years, and a heck of a player. Ball striking clinic on the back nine yesterday. And the grizzled veteran, Matt Kuchar, with another top three. Patrick Rogers in there, Ches Reavie. Lee Hodges from University of Alabama gets a tie for sixth. And our very own Robbie Shelton, T15, picks up a nice check this week.
Robbie had a good Sunday. You know, you got to have good
67.
Sundays. Yeah, 67 on a very difficult golf course. Moved him up, I think, 25 to 28 spots,
28,
something like that.
Yeah.
28 spots. And Angie, in the world of golf, when you move up on Sunday, that just means one big thing. Money.
Yes. Always good to have that.
Always good to have that to try to get him a little bit more money in the bank, try to get in some of those elevated events. Patrick Harrington, a 52 years old, is that
51,
how old he is?
52, finishes T10.
Yeah, he came out of the gate strong that first day. He finishes in the top 10. Patrick Harrington does. He's going to be on my Open Championship pool, which, when we get into the Masters, Jonesy and Angie, we're gonna throw some numbers out there. You know, who's the betting favorites? Who's this? I'm going to throw some scenarios at you, Jonesy. I'm going to ask you to pick three or four players. You can do some homework. Three or four players you can have in your data book. And Bronner, I'll do this with you too. I'll give you three players, and then versus the field. And I want people to see what you pick. Any three players. You can pick Rom, Rory, and Scotty Scheffler, and I'll take the field. But you get three players, okay?
For this
Bronner,
week.
Can you? Yeah, for this week at Augusta.
You want me to go first?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, John Rahm, Scotty Scheffler, and Rory. I hate to use the ones that you just pulled out, but that's what I'm going with. I really think Rahm is going to win this week. I'm pretty supremely confident in that. He's the best player in the world right now. How could you? I guess I can understand Scheffler, and I'm just throwing Rory in because you asked for a third. But how could you pick anyone but John Rahm right now to win these Masters?
Well, you know, I mean, it's a good point. A lot of people are making the sentimental pick, Rory McIlroy. They think, you know, after the debacle at the Players' Championship, he kind of admitted he was preoccupied with, you know, being a spokesperson for the PGA Tour and this, that, and the other. He couldn't concentrate and all those other things. He comes in only needing, you know, the Masters to complete the Grand Slam. A lot of people like him. But the Vegas likes Scotty Scheffler the best, Jonesy.
Yes, rightfully so. Number one ranked player in the world. He's playing hot. He's won six times in the last, 18 months, 15 months?
Oh, and I'm trying to remember. Who won last year?
Yeah.
Yeah, Scotty Scheffler.
He did.
Okay.
And not only that, I'll say this about John Rahm. Yes, he would be a very popular pick, and I get it. But John Rahm has played in a lot of tournaments this year that were won by other guys that are on this list.
Yeah.
So he is beatable, obviously.
Now, Bronner, let me ask you one question here. Do you think of the 18 live players, what if I gave you two players versus the live tour players?
Two players?
Still be John Rahm and who?
Probably still Scotty. If you told me I had to pick a live player to win or have the best finish, I'd probably go with Cam Smith or maybe DJ. Honestly, I haven't been paying as close attention to how these guys are doing, how they're playing, but it doesn't really, how they're playing doesn't really matter because, their check is guaranteed. So I imagine, say Dustin Johnson. I know the big name guys aren't winning on these live events, so take that for whatever you think that means. I don't think it really means a whole lot. They're going to be fired up going to Augusta. So, I don't know. I think at least one of these live guys will be in contention on Sunday, which would make for great drama.
Yeah, I totally agree. And Koepka, Brooks Koepka picks up the win on the LIV Tour, $4 million and some change down in Orlando, I believe. And he looked pretty good. He was very optimistic about his chances at Augusta this week. And Cam Smith, I thought, had a very nice press conference today. He was very gentle. He was well received, warmly received,
He's been that way the whole time,
yeah.
Cam Smith. But, when you look at these LIV players in the Masters, you've got Sergio Garcia, Dustin Johnson, Phil Mickelson, Patrick Reed, Charles Schwartzel, and Bubba Watson, all former champions, and experience is huge around Augusta National. And so, you look no further than Tiger winning a few years ago. That's experience paying off. These guys know that place. They've won there. You can't ever count out a former champion.
Now, Angie, I'm going to throw it to you. I'm not going to ask you to pick. Do you have a favorite PGA Tour golfer, anybody that kind of stands out to you?
I had a lot of friends that, I'm a Spring Hill College grad, so coming from Dallas is a lot of our classmates. I actually had a friend whose neighbor was Jordan Spieth,
so I had to say
a little bit of that.
Well, a little Jordan Spieth connection there, Bronner. That's what we're talking about. All right, well, we're going to go to break here in a second, but I'd like to thank our sponsors, Miller Lite and Golf Distributing, Terry Thompson Chevrolet, McMurray Contracting, Hancock Whitney Bank, Infirmary Health, the Grand Hotel Golf Resort and Spa and Lakewood Club, Ward International Trucks, Edward Watts, Dan Hart, LLC, Tim Simmons, and, of course, our beautiful host, the Cooper T. Family of Restaurants, here live at Felix's Fish Camp. We'll be right back. See you soon.
Michael Bronner here from the Final Drive and the Throw It Deep podcast. Do you want more in-depth coverage of the NFL? If so, then you need to listen to WNSP Now's new NFL show, Throw It Deep. Join Owen McEnroe and I as we take you around the league every Wednesday and give you an inside scoop on everything happening in the Shield. Whether it's a big game, a trade, or free agent signing, we're on top of all of it. So don't miss out. Search WNSP Now on your favorite podcast platform and get ready to throw it deep with us every Wednesday.
Golfers, tee it up at Edwin Watts Golf Shops with the new 2023 Aerojet Woods and Irons from Cobra Golf. The new Aerojet Woods are designed with a unique aerodynamic shape that delivers faster clubhead speeds for longer drives. And the new Aerojet Irons are made with hot face technology, so every strike delivers more distance. Elevate your game by swinging into Edwin Watts Golf Shops and get custom fit on the new Cobra Woods and Irons today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, unmatched expertise, unmatched service.
If you've recently had a house fire or water, hurricane, or hail damage, or just ready to update your home, McMurray Contracting would love to assist you in the process and take the stress off your plate. Based in Fairhope, McMurray Contracting has many years of experience working with you and your insurance company to handle your project from start to finish. Residential, commercial, insurance-related, property loss claims, or renovations you've been considering, call McMurray Contracting. They'd love to hear from you and determine how they can best be of service. Call 404-2549.
Well, we're still catching every game, just a lot more from home than here in the stands, huh?
Yeah, and when we do get to go, Dad says we got to bring our own peanuts and stuff.
Looking for some extra ticket money this season? Let a State Farm agent do a free discount double check that could save you hundreds of dollars on car insurance.
We'll always be there for this team, even when we can't actually be here.
On the Eastern Shore, see State Farm agent Tim Simmons. And in South Baldwin County, see State Farm agent Paul Simmons.
State Farm is there. Discounts may vary state to state.
For 159 years, Wilmer Hall Children's Home has been serving young people in need due to poverty, abuse, homelessness, and neglect. Our programs include transitional living, tutoring, and a delivery-based food pantry. Please save the date for our summer fundraiser, the Kaiser Myrie Memorial Fishing Tournament presented by Lazy Boy, to be held on June 17th at the Mobile Big Game Fishing Club with a weigh station on Dauphin Island. For more information about Wilmer Hall, please visit wilmerhall.org.
From offshore adventures to Alabama's hidden treasures, the sports station takes you out of the office Thursdays at noon on WNSP Outdoors. Join Alan White and Doug Max each week to discuss hunting and fishing in some of the country's richest outdoor environments. Brought to you by Andrews Diesel and Automotive, Hall Sausage and Wholesale Meats, Eastern Shore Ace Hardware, and Blue Water Yacht Sales. WNSP Outdoors, Thursdays at noon on WNSP.
Miller Time.
This is the Miller Lite John Ricchetti Golf Show on the Sports Station WNSP. Once again, here's John Ricchetti.
Oh, just the soft beauty. Just let it roll a little bit, Bronner. Just let it roll. Now, if this doesn't put you in a good mood.
What do you, when you hear that?
Yeah. When you hear that beautiful music, what do you think about? Even Angie knows what this is. We're going to let this just kind of let this keep going and welcome everybody back to the Miller Lite John Ricchetti Golf Show. We are live here at Felix's Fish Camp on the Causeway on this beautiful Monday evening. It is a packed house. I am your host, Danny Spivey. I'm joined to my left by Angie Kazik, our member and events director at Steelwood Country Club in Loxley, Alabama. And then to my right, my man, Greg Jones of Jonesy Golf, who is out there at Steelwood also. John Ricchetti is on the road right now, and he is headed to that beautiful hallowed ground. I have confirmation. And speaking of that song, Angie, I'm going to throw this to you. And I know you knew what that song was, but do you know who wrote the Augusta theme?
Oh, I do not.
All right. Well, let me fill you in.
Give us
else.
Some wisdom.
So a country songwriter back in 1981, Dave Loggins.
If Loggins
sounds familiar, well, it's Kenny? Because he's Kenny Loggins of the great Caddyshack theme song.
Yes.
I'm all right.
Oh, nice.
So here you go. But there's actually lyrics. I'm not going to bore you with the lyrics, but I believe executive producer Frank Chaconian adopted it back in CBS Sports back in 1991 when he heard the piano playing, brought it into the Masters annual coverage, and ever since, that song has been bringing a great feeling to everybody worldwide since 1981. So there you go. Again, my name is Danny Spivey. I'm hosting for John Ricchetti as he is out running around, headed over to Augusta. Again, we're live at Felix's Fish Camp, joined by Greg Jones of Jonesy Golf, Angie Kazik of Steelwood Country Club. And, Angie, I'm going to come to you first because we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on this weekend over at Steelwood. Of course, we have Easter Sunday coming up. And anybody that's used to any clubs around here, Easter Sunday is a big day anywhere and everywhere for everybody for obvious reasons. But everybody, after their Sunday service, loves to spend some time with a great meal and fellowship. And we're going to do that at Steelwood.
Oh, yeah. Every year it almost equally matches Christmas weekend. So, of course, you know, you got Saturday and Sunday. It's always Easter Sunday. But on Saturday, we're doing everything is all about the kids. So we have the Easter Bunny coming. We We actually have a live bunny petting zoo this year.
Are you putting golf balls in those eggs?
You know, I feel like they're not...
They're not ready. Okay.
Yeah, they're not the right size. You know, I feel like the kids might try to throw them into the pond. So
there you go.
But lots of candy for the kiddos. Uh-huh. And then we also, of course, you know, we do the egg hunt every year. So that's always a fun thing for the kiddos and for the families. And, you know, you have a beautiful view of, like, the golf course and the lake right there behind the clubhouse. So beautiful opportunity and beautiful place for an egg hunt over there at Steelwood.
Well, we're going to talk more about Steelwood later in the show, and I want you to fill everybody in. We got a lot of great news going on out there. You know, with you know, we're opening it up for membership. We had a brand new renovation out there. I'm very proud of that golf course in the area too. We're going to get some more information. Greg Jones over here to my right. Jonesy, you've been dissecting this this Masters money board, basically.
Yes.
The odds and everything. And right now, and we'll help Bronner in, because he's already, Bronner, of course, Michael Bronner back to the studio, our producer Nick Wiggins on site here at Felix's Fish Camp. But this is going to be tough. So let me give everybody a little information. Did, you know, like any, you know, I don't bet a lot, gang, but I like to pretend bet. Let's just put it that way. Because I really think this is going to be a big shootout. It's almost going to be, there's going to be like a, you know, like a, you know, just all kind of crazy things going on.
Six guys that have a chance with nine to go.
With nine to go.
Maybe
I
more.
Really think,
yeah.
And for the reason I think that is we can eliminate, you know, it's a small field. I think it's only about 80, maybe 86, 90 players, something like that. It's a pretty small field. You take that, you know, you take half the field out automatically. You take most of the past champions over the age of 50 out. Do all these things. We started looking at a group of about 15, 20 people, right? Then, you know, you kind of add what's the course going to be like, what's the conditions going to be like. Well, the weather, Thursday and Friday, Bronner, it looks like it's going to be pretty nice over in Augusta. It's going to be around 80, 82 degrees, a little bit of breeze. Azaleas are going to be flowing back and forth. 12 is going to be playing a little havocy, but no rain. Come Friday and early into Saturday a.m., the temperature is going to drop about 26 degrees, and it's got an 80 to 85% chance of rain the entire day Saturday and the entire day Sunday. Now, does that change any of your picks, Bronner?
The fact that it's going to be cold?
Cold and rainy?
Honestly, it makes me more confident that John Rahm is going to win.
Yeah, I think you got Jonesy over here to my right. He's nodding his head, too.
Yeah.
But,
he's a ball striker. He hits it low, short backswing. Wind's not going to affect him that much. You might, you know, if the wind blows, you might look at a Texas guy. But I'm not seeing any down here except for the one at the top, and his name's Scotty Scheffler.
It's Scotty Scheffler, you know. And you really look through this
Jordan
whole
speed.
You know, you look through this whole field. I you know, just true ball strikers. I wouldn't put it past, of course, I can't remember. I don't have the stats in front of me. Last person to win, you know, the Valero Open or Texas Open and then win the next week at Augusta. I'm sure it's happened in the past, but I can't think of it. So, but I do like Court Connors in my Masters pool because he plays that course very, very well. And considering he's in good form after winning this last week, I think he's going to go in there with a lot of confidence and a couple extra zeros in his bank account, which always makes everybody feel a little better. But I'm going to tell you one thing right now. We have just set a show record. We've been on the show for 24 minutes, and we have not mentioned Tiger Woods' name.
Wow.
And I just got a text from Marchetti said that he is contractually obligated. No, I'm just kidding.
27 times.
In fact, when I was talking to Johnny earlier today, he's like, Spikes! You know, did you see who was playing today in the practice round? And I said, yeah, I heard that Tiger was out there, and he was playing with Tom Kim, who was so excited. He's 20 years old. Tiger's his hero. And then he was playing with... I think I heard Freddie Couples was in that group. And then I thought it was going to be Rory. But Ricchetti said, no, it was Bryson DeChambeau.
Oh, what an odd group. Yeah, now.
And I do not have any – I don't have any verification of that. I think, you know, if John was here, he would say, I have sources that say, you know, they were going to play together, but something happened. But last time I saw on Twitter, Bronner, DeChambeau was complaining that Tiger ghosted him.
Like, Tiger should ghost DeChambeau. DeChambeau doesn't deserve to hear from Tiger.
I mean, can you imagine? How do you reply to DeChambeau? You never know what kind of crazy, quirky message you might get from him.
Yeah, but he's on my DeChambeau. I have a make believe, and Andrew will appreciate this, a make believe, a wish list of dinner parties, dinner party guests. So, you know, you have your all time. Who would you like to play golf with? You know, I'm more of a, I'm a food guy, right? I love to play golf, but, you know, I concentrate on food most of the time, as you can tell, Jonesy. But, you know, DeChambeau would be, if I had a 10 top, a 10, you know, 10 people for dinner in the world of golf, DeChambeau would be sitting right across from Tiger.
That's funny. Yeah. DeChambeau is on my list of people I don't want to have dinner with.
You don't see. I like a little bit of drama, not a ton.
A little drama, a little science.
Little science, and I like awkward silence sometimes in a room at a dinner table.
Phil Mickelson will definitely fill that silence.
Oh yeah, we'll put Phil. That's a good point, Angie.
Phil and Bryson.
We'll put Phil next to Tiger. And we'll put, oh, man, this week, this go on all day. But anyway, you know, looking at some of the things, I do want to say congratulations. Now, Jonesy, did you get a chance to watch any of the Augusta Nationals Women's Amateur?
I saw highlights. I did not watch it live.
So Rose Zhang of Stanford is the number one female golfer, amateur golfer in the world. She's just unbelievable, what some of the things she's doing early in her career. Just an unbelievably technically beautiful golf swing, does everything right. She comes out of the gate, round one and round two, brought her shoot 66, 65. I think she had a 5 or 6 shot lead going into Saturday, which was round three. A lot of weather came up. There was huge rain delay. She comes out. She gets over par quick. Anyway, Jenny Bay of the Georgia Bulldogs in the SEC, she ends up shooting 2 under par, which was one of the low rounds of the day because of the weather. Ties her, but Rose Zhang wins in a playoff. So congratulations to her. It was so much fun to watch. To shoot 66, 65 on that golf course is just unbelievable. You know it's in tip-top shape, Jonesy.
Oh,
it's not like it's going to play different from the guys. They had it tipped out, you know, on the greens and everything.
Oh, yeah. I saw highlights of it, and it looks fantastic there. You know, Jenny Bay fought and fought and fought to get in. They went into a playoff.
Yeah.
And she fought so hard for 2.5 hours just to catch Rose Zhang, and she did catch her. I thought it was really cool. And Rose Zhang went to tap in her putt to win, that Jenny Bay actually pulled the flag for her and said, "You got this. I got this for you," whatever. It was a very, you know, testament to their sportsmanship and love for the game. So, well, it's always fun to watch. It's always great to get a preview of the course.
It really is. And I think Augusta National has really done a great job, Angie. And you know, for many years, we can just say what it is. You know, for many years, just a lot of these private courses were just not open to females. You know, and it wasn't a hidden thing. It was part of it. But, you know, I think we've moved past that. We've seen the tremendous talent of some of these young ladies in college.
I couldn't agree more. I think, you know, recently in the years, you know, there has been some improvements on the women's side from golf as far as, like, getting exposure, and that's hugely great to social media. And the fact that, you know, the women's, you know, tours are out there doing it, doing the same thing as the men, and I think it's a great opportunity for them to even, you know, be at Augusta and even do the same thing as them.
Well, we are live at Felix's Fish Camp. We're going to go to a quick break. We'll be right back here on the Miller Lite John Ricchetti Golf Show. I'm your host, Danny Spivey, and we'll see you in just a few.
Sports One is hitting the road again this Friday for the Dr. Christopher Mullenix High School Game Day and is heading to Theodore High School. This Friday, WNSP will be taking the opening kickoff to the Bobcats campus to discuss spring sports with coaches, players, and staff. The Dr. Christopher Mullenix High School Game Day is brought to you by Beef O'Brady's, Greer's Markets and Cash Saver, Rich's Car Wash, Ford International Trucks, the Barnes family of McDonald's restaurants, LNS Air Conditioning, Green and Phillips, New Century Tires and Auto, and Conwell's Pharmacy.
We have individual dreams, and we also have shared dreams. Dreams for our cities and communities. Dreams of strong neighborhoods, flourishing families, bright futures. Hancock Whitney isn't just a bank for our clients. We're dedicated to our communities, building them up, making life better for everyone. Because we don't just work here. We live here. So keep dreaming. We've got your back. Learn more at HancockWhitney.com. Hancock Whitney Bank. Member FDIC.
Stay close to home and stay at the newly renovated and transformed Grand Hotel Golf Resort and Spa. Relax in their feature pool, adult pool, and cabanas. Relieve some stress at the Grand Hotel's 20,000 square foot European spa, salon, and fitness center. Enjoy the Mobile Bay sunsets and upscale casual dining with the farm to table goodness of Southern Roots Restaurant. Open Wednesday through Sunday from 6 till 9. Go to grand1847.com to learn more about the award-winning Grand Hotel Golf Resort and Spa and to make your reservation.
Miller Time. It's a rallying cry to the men around you, the ones that have become your brothers. A call to beers answered with,
order me a Miller Lite, I'll be there in 10.
A night where your crew gets down to the task at hand that may or may not involve running tables,
oh, nice break,
firing up the grill,
oh, oh, nice,
or getting the band back together.
2, 3, 4. Hey!
Just a few choice words spoken to the right men. Yeah. Men who crave a light beer that's never light on taste. Because it's not just a good time, it's Miller time.
Great beer, great responsibility. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Since opening in 1997, Dan Hart LLC has specialized in the sales and service of all types of rotating equipment. From mechanical seals and centrifugal pumps to gearboxes and vacuum pumps, Dan Hart has you covered. Their in-house team of certified technicians and experienced engineers are available 24/7 with industry-leading turnaround times for all of your rotating equipment or mechanical seal needs. For information, call 251-330-1750 or visit danhartllc.com. Why call the rest when you can have the best?
This is a test of the emergency alert system. We are testing equipment that can quickly warn you during emergencies. If this were an actual emergency, an official message would follow the alert tones you are about to hear. This station serves the counties of Baldwin and Mobile. This is only a test.
This is the Miller Lite John Ricchetti Golf Show on the Sports Station, WNSP. Once again, here's John Ricchetti.
And welcome back to the Miller Lite John Ricchetti Golf Show. We are live from Felix's Fish Camp here on the Causeway in Mobile, Alabama. I am filling in for Big John today. I am your host, Danny Spivey. I am joined here by Angie Kazik, membership and events director at Steelwood Country Club in Loxley, Alabama. And to my right, Greg Jones of Jonesy Golf, and perennial golf guru in this area, Jonesy. What, you know?
That was Ron Green. He's
the
guru.
He was the guru.
He was the guru.
Yeah, I remember. Ron, he's doing well. Well, we're live here at Felix's Fish Camp on this beautiful pre-Masters show. John Ricchetti is on the road right now, headed over to Augusta, I believe, to try to get in. It looks like tomorrow is going to be a good day over at Augusta, Jonesy. We've got all kinds of things going on. Is the par 3 contest tomorrow? Is that right, or is it Wednesday?
Wednesday's
the par 3, so you're going to see all the players out, I'm sure, tomorrow, you know, doing a little practice and get some things in. We gave a weather forecast in the previous segment on what the weather's going to look like at Augusta National on Thursday, Friday. It looks like it's going to be pretty nice. On Saturday, Sunday, not so nice. And, you know, Jonesy, it makes me think, back in the day, watching this tournament, you know, earlier in the show, in the introduction, of the four majors, you got the Masters, you got the Open Championship, formerly the British Open, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got the PGA Championship, and you got the U.S. Open. Okay, not necessarily in that order. But the Masters has always been my favorite. Now, you know, a lot of people have asked, what's their favorite major championship? And, you know, Gary Player made a little bit of news this last week, and he took a little pot shot at Augusta for some reasons, you know, and he talked about the Open Champ, but he ranked the Masters fourth.
I know.
Yeah, just I think he did that as just kind of
stir
right there. Of course, we've got Michael Bronner back at our studio producing the show, and Nick Wiggins on site here at Felix's Fish Camp. But I'm going to go to you, Bronner, if you heard that question. Of the four majors, which is your favorite?
The Masters, by far.
Okay. And why, real quick?
It's at the same course every year. It's the Masters. How could you? Not how could you. I understand how people give other answers. The U.S. Open is the most difficult style of golf, and There's things to be said about each of them, but for me, it's got to be the Masters.
Josie?
Masters.
Yeah.
Tradition. Tradition. I mean, even they say a tradition like no other. It's tradition. It's history. It's the green. It's the flowers. It's 13. It's the back nine on Sunday. It's the guys that have won it and who they have become or who they were in the game. It's Nicklaus. You know, it's Palmer. It's Player. It's all those guys.
Yep.
Bobby Jones. You know, it's history, tradition, the course, the color, the time of year. Jim Nantz.
And Angie, the pimento cheese sandwiches, the style. Now, you know, green, white, and yellow work well.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, and you throw in a little azalea red, you know, and I mean, it's really, it really is a special place. Do you have a different favorite, or do you kind of, are you more familiar with the Masters than the other tournaments?
I would say I'm definitely more familiar with the Masters just from the exposure, and of course, like, it's the highlighted tournament of the year. But also from another perspective, from the event side of it, mm-hmm. you have the tradition of the same price of the pimento and the egg salad cheese from years ago.
Yeah.
You have the drink of the azalea, the cocktail. You have the Arnold Palmer.
Yep.
You know, you have the traditions, you know, the no cell phones, you have to use pay phones. Like, little things that keep the traditions alive at Augusta kind of make it super special. And I think that's one of the best things about golf, and especially the Masters Tournament, is the continuing on of the traditions.
Bronner, did you know that about the no cell phone policy at Augusta?
I did. I think it's kind of the coolest thing about the Masters.
They're brutal about it too, man. You're out.
That's how it should be.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you can't go enjoy the day, and you know, it's so funny. A couple years, and along with the team here tonight, I agree wholeheartedly. And the one thing that I appreciate about the Masters now, if you ask some of the newer generation that's not used to the tradition, like if you were to ask my son, Jackson, he would say if he would win one, he'd like to win the Open Championship, just because it's on foreign soil. It's you know, it's a more eclectic field. There's a lot of history, and of course, I mean, a lot of people assimilate, you know, the Open Championship with St. Andrews a lot. You know, a lot of us do, and it'll be back.
If you could win it there, absolutely.
Yeah, if you could win it there,
you could win it there.
Exactly. Yeah. But I'll tell you one thing. You know, Augusta National and the Masters. The fact that if you win the U.S. Amateur, you're always invited back to the par 3 cut. I was talking to Buddy Alexander.
He played practice rounds for 25 years.
He played practice rounds for 25 years. I played with him. Brought a guy. He was the University of Florida coach. He was a great player. Won at Shoal Creek, the U.S. Amateur back in the day. And I believe 86 is when it was. And he's been playing at Augusta. He's in his late 60s now. He's been playing at Augusta for the last 25 years, playing practice rounds, the par 3 contest. His family comes. They embrace it. And if you happen to win the Masters, you get a locker, you get a jacket, you get all the tradition that goes with it, and you get a 10-year exemption to every other golf tournament, which is a pretty cool deal. Phil Mickelson will have his green jacket on this week. I'd like to see what his reception. How is he going to be received at Champions Dinner? You know, how are all those things going to happen? What are those dynamics going to be about? You know, I talked about a dining experience. Boy, I'd like to be a fly on the wall at the Champions Dinner.
Oh, what's the menu going to be like? We have to see this.
Yeah.
Scotty
Scheffler has.
Scotty's serving up, like, steak and stuff. It sounds awesome.
Yeah, steak sliders, you know, very kind of country fare. You know, we've seen over the years some, you know, Adam Scott had a really elaborate one. Phil Mickelson's was over the top, you know, Wagyu beef and flown in tuna from, you know, Nagasaki and stuff like that. But anyway, you know, it's just such a cool event. And the fact that coming down the stretch, we know every hole on that back nine if you've watched it over the years. You know if they hit a good drive on 13, they're going for it. You know if they hit a good drive on 15, they're going for it. And there's always drama on the par 3 16th and then the 17th hole. You know, very...
And 12.
And 12.
I mean, my 12. God, if you're the leader, you at some point you're thinking about number 12. It's kind of like 17 at TPC.
Yeah. And if you're out there listening, of course, you can give us a call. Tell us what you think on 694-1055, 694-1055. Again, we're live here at Felix's Fish Camp on the Causeway. Talking Masters preview. I'm going to wait till the next segment to get our final picks of who we like to win. But, you know, kind of looking at the potential people, you know, I think some surprises that may come out. I think Brooks Koepka will play pretty good, Bronner. I think that Dustin Johnson will have a pretty good tournament. I think Corey Connors will be up there, but you're going to see some names that a lot of people really don't know those first 2 days or as familiar with. It's a very small field, but, you know, Jonesy, I'm going to go to you first. Any big surprises from the 50 and over folks? Does Bernhard at 67 years old or whatever old he is now, or 63 years old, can he break par the first 2 days? Does he make the cut?
You know, and that's the victory for those guys, is to make the cut. Can Fred Couples make the cut? Can Bernhard Langer make the cut? I tell you who's not going to make the cut. Larry Mize not going to make the cut. Sandy Lyle's not going to make the cut. VJ's got a chance. He still hits it really, really good. Zach Johnson, he's capable of making the cut. I don't think Bernhard Langer, Fred Couples, and those guys make the cut. They've lengthened some of the holes. 13's a lot longer now.
Yeah.
There's been some changes, and it continues to get longer, and they continue to get older, so it's just going to become more and more challenging. Just to make the cut for them would be a victory.
So, Bronner, just to tell you how long the course is. So where did you play this weekend? Did you play at Azalea City?
Always. You know it.
Always. Yeah. So I'm trying to get updates from the Azalea City Invitational High School Tournament that started today. They played 36 holes over to Azalea City, and I'm waiting on an update for my people over there. But it was today was a two-person scramble, and then or a best ball, then a scramble, and then tomorrow's individual. So a lot of local teams. I know some Birmingham teams, Northridge, Mountain Brook, of course UMS, Wright, St. Paul's, all the gang from around here are over there. Spanish Fort, of course, playing, and Daphne and Fairhope as well, I believe. So I'm going to try to get an update on that before the end of the show. But take Azalea City and add 92 yards to every hole. Okay?
Yes.
And that's what that golf course is going to play like.
Number 11 at Augusta as a par 4 is longer than 3 par 5s at Azalea City.
Yeah.
I struggle on the par 5s at Azalea, specifically the 11th hole. Usually.
Yeah, we're going to get...
I actually played well on Saturday, though.
Yeah, I'm going to have to come over. We'll get together. We'll give you an on-course playing lesson. Maybe give Jonesy a little time here. We're going to do a quick putting lesson. Let's do that because, you know, Jonesy, going into the Masters, you're going to see a lot of fast greens. The greens around everywhere around here are speeding up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just that time of the year. So give us a quick tip on something to think about.
All right, before I start the tip, let me just throw out some numbers at you. You and I putt a lot like tour players, and a lot of people listening putt just like tour players from 0 to 6 feet.
Sure.
And from 12 to 30 feet, we putt a lot like they do, the numbers say. At 30 feet, you and I and our listeners start to three-putt a little more frequently.
Yes.
But it's that 7 to 11-foot range where tour players absolutely annihilate us in putts made percentage. They make 58%, we make 43%. So it's that 8-foot, 10-foot range where they just beat our brains in with a putter.
Yep.
So that being said, and again, I said, you know, at 30 feet, we start to three-putt more often. I think if you're going to go play, at some point, you've got to go to the putting green and hit some 30-footers. You've got to know what 30 feet feels like, because that's going to be a very common distance throughout the round of golf. And then you want to hit some short ones, obviously. But I think, you know, the biggest tip that I can give, I think Jason Day is the model to watch a putting stroke, because he keeps his eyes down until he finishes the stroke. I see a lot of people that pick up the ball with their eyes as soon as the putter hits the ball and the putter stops, and you'll leave it short. And for a right-hander, you usually push it right. So keep your eyes down until you finish a stroke. Hammer those three-footers and work really hard from 8 to 10. And don't forget to hit some 30-footers before you go play, so you know what 30 feet feels like. I can't tell you what it feels like, but you will when you go hit it.
There you go, Bronner. Did you write all that down?
That's a really good tip. I will use that.
Well, hey, we're going to go to our last break before we conclude this wonderful show. I want to thank our sponsors, Miller Lite Golf Distributing, Terry Thompson Chevrolet, McMurray Contracting, Hancock Whitney Bank, Infirmary Health, the Grand Hotel Golf Resort and Spa, and Lakewood Golf Club, Ward International Trucks, Edwin Watts, Danhart LLC, Tim Simmons, State Farm Insurance, and our wonderful host here at Felix's Fish Camp, the Cooper T. Smith family of restaurants, including the Bluegill and Roost Chris. We'll be back to wrap this all up here in just a moment.
Advertising and marketing your business is essential to grow your business. By partnering with the Sound of Mobile Radio and Digital Group, you can achieve success. With nearly 100,000 listeners in Mobile and Baldwin counties tuning in and thousands more interacting through our apps, daily podcasts, and online, we can offer your business a marketing plan for your target audience. We'll be happy to meet with you to formulate the right advertising for your goals. Email Kelly at 92zoo.net. That's Kelly at 92zoo.net.
Ward Trucks is a family-owned business proudly serving the Gulf Coast since 1985. With dealerships in Mobile, Pensacola, and Tallahassee, Ward Trucks has your trucking needs covered, and a new Isuzu NPR just might be the perfect fit for your business. With its outstanding visibility and amazing turning radius, it's no wonder that the Isuzu NPR has been America's number one selling LCF truck since 1986. Available in many different configurations with seating up to seven, the Isuzu NPR might be the perfect fit to help your crew. Call Ward Trucks now at 433-5616 to learn more.
Better together. Bayside Orthopedic and Sports Medicine is now Gulf Orthopedics. For more than 40 years, Bayside Orthopedic has served the Baldwin County community. While our name is changing, our advanced level of care is not. Together with Gulf Orthopedics, patients will benefit from a network of 15 experienced physicians and 9 convenient locations across the Gulf Coast region. Call 251-435-BONE. That's 251-435-2663 to schedule an appointment today or visit gulforthop.com.
You're listening to the only local sports station in town, so we're pretty sure that you like to shop locally too. Greer's Cash Saver now makes it easy for you to shop locally with online shopping and free same-day curb pickup or delivery. So while you're sitting in the office, in your kitchen, or on the couch, just go to greers.com/shop and order your groceries, find hot weekly specials, tailgating recipes, and much more. Shop local at Greer's.
Greer's got it. A local family name you can trust. We guarantee it.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there's some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Miller Time.
This is the Miller Lite John Ricchetti Golf Show on the Sports Station WNSP. Once again, here's John Ricchetti.
And welcome back. We are live here at Felix's Fish Camp, and you're listening to the John Ricchetti Miller Lite Golf Show. Here on WNSP 105.5, 694-1055. We only got a few minutes left, so I don't know if we can take any phone calls because we got to get to our Masters picks. John Ricchetti is on the road to beautiful Augusta, Georgia, to see those blooming azaleas. And I don't know if he's going to get any pimento cheese sandwiches, but I am joined here by my team this week. And, of course, to my right here, we got Greg Jones of Jonesy Golf hanging out with me out there at Steelwood Country Club. And then, of course, I have the wonderful and beautiful Angie Kazik, the membership and events director at Steelwood, has joined us today as well. And, Angie, I'm going to go to you. We got a big weekend. We talked earlier in the show.
Of course,
we got
of course.
The Easter weekend. We got the kids' Easter egg hunt on Saturday. But we got a lot of things going on at Steelwood. We've got, you know, we've renovated the golf course. We've done a lot of good things to it. We are back up and running at full steam right now. And we have some membership opportunities as well.
Oh, yeah. So we are about to be open for guest play, which is when a member can bring a guest on to the course here April 15th, so shortly after Easter.
Mm-hmm.
And then the special thing about Steelwood is we're the only fully private members-only course in Baldwin County. And then to expand on that, we're the only course or only country club in the area with a private bass and brim fully stocked lake in the region.
So, yep.
I think it's very something special that we have at Steelwood.
Well, if somebody's interested in talking to you about a membership, what's your office number?
It is 251-964-9200.
There you go, Bronna. I'm going to fax you over some membership information. We'll get you over there.
Yes, you got to at least become
a
fishing member.
Be sure to send that along.
I mean, that lake's crazy.
Yeah.
That lake is crazy good.
Well, and that's what I was going to allude to, Jonesy. You know, Angie, so she just slightly put in the fishing lake over there. I think, now I've been around for a long time. You know, we both have. You've been around here a long time, but in a good way. You know,
In the area.
And so how many people have asked you about playing the golf course at Steelwood over the years, or ask you about fishing at Steelwood over the years?
It's about the same.
It's about the same.
It's about 50-50. It's about equal, yes.
And, I was out there. I was fortunate enough to enjoy a little bit of both this weekend. And I'm sure, Angie, you get tired of me sending fishing pictures to you. You know, it's a post on our newsletter that goes out. But, you know, I'm just so proud every time I catch a fish out there.
Well, the sunrise and the sunset ones are pretty, for sure.
Yeah. I'm a late fisherman. I'm not so much of a sunrise as more of a sunset fisherman, Jonesy.
Yes, me too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to wrap this show up here. We got to do a few things. I'm going to go around the table in just a minute, and we're going to get our final Masters picks. And I'm going to go ahead and lead us off, okay? I'm going to surprise everybody. And I am not going to pick one of our top three people, okay? And believe it or not, I think I like Xander Schauffele this week for some reason. I think he's shown a lot of things. He's played well there before. He's done some other, you know, he's familiar with the golf course. He carries the ball far enough, but he also flights the ball when the wind starts coming. But come Saturday and Sunday, this golf course, not necessarily do you have to be the biggest bomber on the golf course. Of course, all these guys can hit it, Jonesy. But you have to be able to hit certain shots, you know. And so I'm going to go on a surprise, but I am going to say I am going to put Brooks Koepka and Cam Smith inside of the top seven in this tournament. I like him in the top seven. All right, I'm going to go to you, Bronner. Go ahead, baby. Who do you like? Final pick.
Well, I'm not surprising anyone here. I'm not deviating from my original. I am sticking with John Rahm. But just to throw another name out there that I think is going to have a good week, how about Patrick Cantlay?
God, I was looking at his name, too.
He's so solid.
God, he's just awful good, man.
He is so solid.
Well, I like both of those. So we'll see a top seven. I like Kitley in my top seven as well. I think he's solid. He's got to get that putter going a little bit. He got a little wavery, around the Players' Championship for a couple weeks, but I think he's ironing that out. All right, before I go to you, Jonesy, Angie, I'm going to ask you, are we going to go with Jordan Spieth?
Of course.
Do you see anybody else? You see anybody else that you like?
Rory McIlroy, obviously, just got to start with that. But Justin Thomas, I mean, you can't go wrong with him either.
JT's always right there, too. Those are three good ones. All right, Jonesy, what are you thinking, buddy?
All right, real quickly, I'm going to help you with your pool and fill out some depth here. Okay, I'm going to give you some people to look for that I think have a lot of promise. Sam Burns.
I like him.
Sam Burns makes birdies and bunches. He's one of the best players in the world right now. He's absolutely trending. He's plus 3,500, and he is the top guy on this list in the list of strokes gained putting.
How about that?
Yes. So that's a big stat for you. Another guy I want you to look for is Shane Lowry.
Yes.
Won a major. He can hit it high. He can control his irons, and that's huge around this golf course. Keith Mitchell. Keith Mitchell is a super-duper ball striker.
Country club.
He's playing good, yes, and Tom Hoagie. Tom Hoagie can go low. He gets hot and makes bunches and bunches of birdies. So if you're filling out your pool, take those four. My winner, Justin Thomas.
All right. He likes the JT. And you know, and I can't go against any of these picks, really. I just think, you know, this year, the weather is just going to determine everything, because it really does. It takes on Augusta. It takes, when that course gets an extra 300 or 400 yards long, because, you know, they get some wind. Now, they could suck some of it out, you know, and all of a sudden they have, you know, the irrigation and the sub pump systems where they can control the speed of the greens. I'm not worried about that. But, you know, there's parts on the golf course that will play a little wetter than others, and just not going to chase out as much, you know.
You just never know. And it could come down to who hits the best drive on 15 on Sunday that has a chance to go for it in two and gets that final birdie or eagle that creates that separation. You just never know until the back nine on Sunday.
Well, you're exactly right. Well, it's been a privilege to have you, Angie, here with me tonight.
Thanks so much for it. Appreciate it.
And Josie, always a pleasure, my man.
Yes, yes.
All right. And for John Ricchetti, I hope, Johnny, if you're listening, you're having safe travels, buddy, and you make your way over to beautiful Augusta, Georgia. I have been your host, Danny Spivey, for the John Ricchetti Miller Lite Golf Show. Thank you to Felix's Fish Camp. Thank you to you, Michael Bronner, back at the studios, and Nick Wiggins here. I want everybody to have a wonderful week. Have fun watching the Masters, and have a wonderful and beautiful Easter Sunday. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.